Blog Talk Radio.
Today is Wednesday, March 16th, 2022, and this is Foxology. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. Happy Wednesday, people. I hope that your Wednesday is already going wonderful. Yes, I do. You know, I hope and wish things like that. And I hope, you know, that you're going after what you want in this big world of possibilities. I know you got your eyes on something. You better go ahead and go and get it. And I hope your wishes are being granted in a grand way, on a grand scale. Believe big. Hope big. That's what I think. And I hope your whispers to God for success are unfolding and manifesting. Yes, I do. And I hope that you are winning your very special race. Yeah, all of that means go get it. Believe for it. Keep hoping and wishing and dreaming. Stay with it and stay in it. All it takes is determination, dedication, and drive. That's what will get you there. Trust me. Well, my special guest today certainly knows that what I've said is absolutely true, too. If you have a dream, be determined. If you have a goal, be dedicated to making it happen. If you have the drive, well, you can achieve just about anything. And when it comes to winning, yeah, this young lady knows all about it because she went all the way with that. She is founder of the More Than a Pretty Face Foundation, and she's a former Miss Black USA. How awesome is that? And she is in the Foxology spotlight today in all of her crowning glory. My special guest today is Ocelia Sproul. I'm so excited. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, I'm glad you could carve off that time. I know we've been trying to connect on this for quite some time, so I'm glad that we were able to make it happen today. I usually do a lot longer little intro, but I thought I can't do that with her because she told me what her window is, so I'm going to work with that. I got to make sure people hear your voice and hear all the things that you've got going, so I'm just going to dive right in, okay?
Okay, Tom.
What I'd like for you to share with us, just coming out of the gates here, you know, being a pageant queen and being Miss Black USA especially, that's really, really such a phenomenal accomplishment and honor. Where did your pageant journey begin? Why don't we start there?
My pageant journey, it really began when I was in high school. I grew up in Texarkana, Texas. I grew up in a small town. And my mom and I, we would always watch, you know, Miss America and Miss Universe and Miss USA on television. And so it's something I wanted to do. But, of course, being in a single-parent home, we didn't have the money for that. And so when I was 17, my high school hosted a pageant, and it was free to join. Involved, used my little homecoming dress. I was a classically trained pianist, so I played the piano for my talent, and that's what started my pageant journey. And so once I started it, it was over then. I was going to move on forward. I was hooked. So once I got a taste of the opportunity, I loved it, and so I just went on from there.
Well, at that point in time, you had to be pretty young. What were some of the things that you gained most at that particular time from that experience?
Well, I think just the courage to try something new. As I said, it was something that I always was interested in, but we didn't have the finances really to pursue it. So once that opportunity came, once I was a junior in high school, one thing I learned was the importance of boldness and stepping out on something. So that was something incredible that I gained. I also gained the knowledge of my public speaking ability. I remember getting on stage for my onstage question, and I remember, of course, we were all high school girls. Some of the girls were really nervous on stage. They fumbled over their words, but for me, I spoke very powerfully and eloquently, and I remember the thunderous applause of the whole audience after I finished speaking, and I was like, wow, I surprised myself. I was like, whoa, that was really good, and then I remembered even in the interview room, I was so at ease communicating and expressing myself in the interview room with the panel of judges. So I gained the confidence in knowing that I was a powerful communicator and God had given me the gift of my voice to speak in a way where people would listen. So just that early on, discovering that gift that I had and just understanding the ability and power to step out on faith on something I was interested in, those were two of the greatest lessons I initially learned as a teenage girl getting started.
Well, I think that's awesome, and I am someone who advocates getting into pageants for any girl because of the things that you just talked about. There's so much to gain, and most young women have no clue how you come out on the other side feeling so empowered in so many areas and having discovered so many wonderful things about yourself. It's really great. You found your lane for sure.
I did. I was blessed.
Yes, indeed. Well, tell us about that lane, because being in a high school pageant and becoming Miss Black USA, I'm sure you had no idea.
So the funny thing is, my senior year of high school, I still remember I had this journal, and I wrote down everything I wanted to be as an adult woman. Like, I was embarking onto going into college and beginning my life. And I wrote down a list of all the things I wanted to achieve. And on that list, number 4 on the list was I wanted to be Miss America or Miss Black USA. That was my goal in high school, yes, upon graduating. And so I was very calculated in my path to becoming Miss Black USA. I had a 10-year competition career because, as I said, when I started, I was 17 years old. And I won Miss Black USA at 26. Finished my reign. I was 27 when I finished my national reign and passed it on to the next winner. So it was literally 10 years, a decade of my life that I dedicated to that goal. And for me, I charted my path, and what God gave me was the wisdom that with every pageant title I would win, He would give me influence to impact the lives of young women in that area. So if I won a local title in my city, influence in the city. If I won a state title, I would gain statewide influence. And if I had a national title, I was going to be able to have a national impact on young women. And so when God gave me that strategy, I started with the scripture, Luke 16:10. He who is faithful in little things will be faithful, will be made ruler, over much. And I took that to heart once I got to college. And so I started participating in local pageants and winning. And then once I mastered that, I started competing at the state level. I competed at Miss Black Texas 3 times before I won. I was second runner-up 2 times in a row. And on my 3rd try, I finally won. And, of course, winning state is what qualified me finally after years of trying and competing and developing to go to the national level. And then once I got to the national level, of course, I won Miss Black USA. So I was very strategic in my plan. I was going to master every level and continue to develop my talent, develop my speaking ability, develop my community impact, work on my etiquette and my poise, all of that so that I would be competitive once the opportunity came for me to go to the national level. I would be ready for the opportunity.
That's pretty profound. You know, I mentioned in the intro, I mentioned 3 things, and I'd like for you to speak to those from your perspective and things that you would share with other people. I mentioned having determination, dedication, mm-hmm. and drive to get what you want. And you talked about that just by saying that you strategized where you were headed and obviously knew someday you would hold the title, which, again, that's pretty profound and powerful in itself. But talk to the dedication and drive and the determination, because you mentioned you didn't win Miss Texas until your third try. You know, a lot of people would not continue with goals, and not just pageant goals, but any kind of goals, if they feel they didn't succeed the first couple of times. And so that's why I want you to speak to that, because I don't know how you felt. Maybe you want to talk about that too, but even if you did feel some kind of way about not winning the title the first two times, you knew how to bounce back in and get back in the game with it. So can you speak to the determination, dedication, and drive that happened for you all over those years?
Yes, absolutely. I was devastated both times that I didn't win. It was difficult for mm-hmm. me. It was hard. But one of the best pieces of advice that I got when I first started my journey came from Debbie Turner, who was Miss America 1990. And Debbie Turner, who was the third black woman, to win the title, she told me, because I was so driven and ambitious, I found her information online and reached out to her. And she told me to always look for the criticism, not to look for the compliments that will make me feel good. She says, the compliments are going to massage your ego. They're going to make you feel good. But the criticism is going to make you better. And so I was incredibly devastated and just shook when I didn't win each time. But I remembered what she told me, and I literally would pursue the judges. I would pursue the directors to get their feedback. I had coaches. And the thing was, I had a conviction that it was in my destiny to win that state title. That's why I kept going back. Conviction gives you the courage to continue. It's easy to give up when you don't have a deep conviction about what you're trying mm-hmm. to do and that this is destined for mm-hmm. you. And so for those who are out there listening, whatever that thing is that they feel so strongly about that they can't shake, that's what you have to hold on to help you to continue moving forward. Because it's not so much about you chasing a dream, it's the dream that's chasing you within you. Your purpose is always mm-hmm. going to be within you, and it's always going to be placed deep within you. So that helped me to continue to move forward in the wisdom that I was able to get. I always made a point to listen to the people who were successful in what I was trying to do. So the women who had gone before me, who were still in winning state and national titles, that's who I listened to. It upset some other people who hadn't done it before and were trying to give me advice, but I was very clear on being keen on the wisdom I was getting. So that helped me tremendously. I had that drive because God put it in me, and I couldn't let go mm-hmm. of the dream that I felt that God had given me at that young age.
Well, I love what you just said, and I feel like the big message out of that is even when you don't get what you want right away, and even if you feel devastated, don't let the devastation defeat you. That's what I heard out of all of that.
That's good.
Don't let the devastation defeat you. And, you know, you probably may not know this, but on all my shows, I really love having takeaways. And what you just said is just really, really awesome. So thanks for sharing that. And speaking of sharing, you have an organization.
Yes.
More than just a Pretty Face International, where you are sharing all the stuff that you know with girls and women. So I want us to hear about that. Start at the beginning.
Oh, wow. Yes. Okay. I'll try to give the abbreviated version. So, yes, my company is called More Than a Pretty Face International, and it actually started as an outreach ministry to teen girls when I was in college. College was the beginning, was the genesis of so many things regarding God launching me into purpose. And so I just started where I was, And I started mentoring girls at a high school down the street from my college campus. And that grew to me conducting girls' conferences. It grew to me becoming an inspirational speaker, a Bible teacher, to now coaching women and girls. So what I do, my mission is that I help women and girls with the poise, polish, and presence they need to fulfill their God-given purpose. That's what I do, because I believe no matter what it is that a woman or girl is called to do or what season she is in, she needs to be able to be confident and she needs to be able to exude that presence and that poise in order to master the thing God has given her. So that's what it's all about. You also probably have seen that I'm an author. My Bible study for girls called More Than Pretty came out in 2016. So through my written works, through speaking, through coaching, and through a monthly Bible study that I do called More Ladies Empowerment, through that class, it's free for anyone who wants to join on Zoom. We meet monthly the first Thursdays of every month. I'm able to help women in whatever season they are to apply biblical principles to their personal development to be whole women.
Mm-hmm. That's lovely. I want to ask you about of the things that you just mentioned for the purpose of showing the value and importance of them. And you did do an abbreviated version, but I want you to break it down into some additional pieces because I don't know that I see it as prevalent as it should be in the lives of women and girls. And it's poise. And when we say that word, you understand it. I understand it completely because I was taught it. And when I taught it, I mean, I ate it up like it was the best thing that had ever happened. And actually, it was. I got it. Hook, line, and sinker, as they say. I understood it, and I've lived it out every single day of my life. But I don't see many, I don't see a whole lot of organizations or opportunities that it's being taught. Your organization is doing it, and maybe it's happening in very small situations that maybe I'm not aware of. But poise is, I just really feel it's such an asset to a woman or a girl. If she knows what that really is, it's such an asset. You know, some people would describe it as knowing how to act like a lady, but it's so much more than that. So tell us a few of the things that you cover when you are teaching young women and girls about poise.
Yes, absolutely. Well, for one, it's about being authentic and being confident. That is the root of being poised. So many times we have misconceptions of poise. We see these different shows on television, the teacher with the books on the head, and we just think that's all it is to being poised. Yes, having a good posture is a part of it, but something I always teach women and girls, because I mostly work with women in the African-American community, and so something I always teach them is that etiquette and poise, it is essentially from the motherland, okay? When you think about African women, and I'm sure you've seen the images of them carrying gallons of water on their head and baskets on their head.
Yes.
African head carrying has always been around. It's the rest of the world who has imitated some of these practices that we've had in the motherland. So protocol, structure, quorum, that's who we are as a people when you're talking about people of African descent. So I always emphasize that with women, that this is a part of your heritage when I'm speaking with Black women and girls. And we think we're taking on something different. Sometimes we think it's respectability politics. It's not that at all. African women are some of the most regal and poised women on the planet. So I always make that a point. And when I went to Kenya, I saw just how difficult African head carrying is, for example. They were trying to teach me, and it's difficult. It takes a lot of strength and balance. So it's not as easy as it looks, but that's the heritage that we come from. So poise is reflected not only in your heritage, husband and how you show up every day authentically. It's not about having to wear a dress every day. It's not about always having to wear makeup and have your face beat and things of that nature. It's really about showing up as your best self and being considerate of others, being able to put your best foot forward and behave in a way and to act with people in a way that is loving and considerate and respectful, where you're considering the atmosphere. So you have to think about situational appropriateness. Is this appropriate for the situation I am in? And if a woman can understand that and have that confidence and that authenticity to navigate all situations no matter where she goes, it's not about being fake. It's about being considerate and confident. She has the world at her fingertips. It impacts our interpersonal relationships, so your family relationships, your friendships, your romantic relationships. It impacts your business and career. It impacts everything. So what you're saying is so true. Understanding poise and etiquette and being a woman and being graceful, it empowers you and it enables you to be a woman that can fulfill all of the things you need to fulfill in the life that God has given you and to do it with grace.
That was so beautiful, and I'm so glad that you broke it down to have such a greater understanding, because I just believe every woman can use those skills and tools, and oh my God, they just elevate you in a way that you just can't even imagine. I hope that you and others who are offering these opportunities, just that it just expands in some enormous way, because it really is so critical. I think, you know, we have a newer mindset a way of thinking where, you know, I am being authentic. This is how I am, and this is how I do it, and this is, you know, where I'm not going to be this way when I go there or this way, you know. Well, the fact of the matter is what you just explained, still you just at your best and most phenomenal, optimal, awesome you. That's the thing. And you do know, you just happen to know how to be in any situation with anybody.
Right.
And it'd be what you call situationally appropriate. There are some things, you know, maybe about your person that really are not appropriate for the moment, you know.
Right,
that
right.
Works in
very
another,
true.
In another platform, it will work. And those are things that poise teaches you how to do and how to be. It's a phenomenal concept. It really is. So thank you for how you share that. The other thing is, and I know you only have a few more minutes, and maybe this is overlapping what you just said, but you talked about having presence. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, when you walk into a room, and I'm talking about you, people know you're there because your presence is so powerful, and you don't have to have on a crown. It's just about the way you carry yourself. When you spoke about the African women and carrying the things on their head, you know what's so profound, and I want people to hear this. When you watch them carrying those big baskets and those big gallons of water on their head, they are still walking with such elegance. It's mind-blowing.
Yes.
They're
it is.
Not walking like, oh, this is heavy to carry, and oh, how, you know, and it, they are still walking tall and with elegance, and you don't even see a stressful look on their face about it. So
you don't.
I said that to, you don't. it's powerful and profound. So when you walk into a room, I mean, most of us have probably looked at those pictures or seen those videos of those women and never thought twice about how heavy that stuff was on their head. Mm-hmm. And your presence, there's such a similarity. You can walk into situations or a room or whatever, again, the platform may be, with such elegance. And that's another thing that I feel, you know, you talked about etiquette. that we may feel like we just dressed right from head to toe, you know, and gotten on most expensive thing and all the, you know, most expensive thing on and designer clothes, but that's not presence. You can have on all of that and still not be really seen. So now that I've taken up your two minutes, I'm going to have you talk about I'm going to have you talk about presence.
Yes, so I think of presence through the true definition of beauty. The true definition of beauty, women often do not realize, we confuse pretty, with beauty. And when you look at the actual definition of beauty, it means something that is appealing to all of the senses. Now, we have five natural senses. Oftentimes, we look at beauty as what we see. Oh, we see something attractive that's beautiful. No, really, you're looking at something attractive or pretty, but beauty encompasses more. So if you think about the five natural senses, I like to think of them and correspond them with a character trait. Obviously, by now, your listeners can tell I'm a Christian woman, so I like to look at things through the Word of God. And so if I was to start with the sense of, let's say, taste or flavor, I like to think of the flavor of beauty as Matthew 5, when it talks about us being the salt of the earth. And in that day, salt had so many uses. It wasn't just used to flavor things, but it was used as a preservative. It was used as a healing agent. It was used for cleansing. Salt had many uses. And when Christ said we are the salt of the earth, that means we carry the Holy Spirit. We carry him with us everywhere that we go, and our spirits should be those that are to bring flavor, that are to bring healing, that are to bring cleansing, whatever, to the atmospheres that we come into. Most women have heard the phrase, somebody left a bad taste in their mouth. A lot of times we've discerned something. It's a spiritual thing that we have discerned in an instance that leaves a bad taste in our mouth, so to speak. So that's the sense of flavor. If we were to think about aroma, the aroma of beauty, many people have heard it said that somebody has a funky attitude or their attitude stinks. Well, you're talking about someone's thought life that has impacted their emotions, their attitude. Your attitude is impacted by your thoughts. So to have the aroma of beauty is to have a thought life that will help you to spread a beautiful, a sweet aroma, a sweet attitude, so it's not always tanky and funky when you come around and no one wants to be around you.
Yeah.
The attitude that you have, the aroma of your attitude is stronger than any perfume a woman can wear. Your attitude is stronger than any perfume you can put on. And then let's think about the sound of beauty, which are the words that a woman speaks. She can be beautiful, like you said, from head to toe, dressed to the nines, beat, edges laid, the whole nine. But then as soon as she opens her mouth, she's not attractive at all, and nobody wants to be near her, right? So the sound of beauty is the words that you speak that comes out of a woman's mouth. And then we move to the touch of beauty. The touch of beauty. You've heard somebody say that somebody touched them. Oh, that touched me. They're talking about somebody who did something that blessed them, that impacted their life. So the touch of beauty is how you reach out beyond yourself and help the lives of other people, impact the lives of other people. That's the touch of a woman and the touch of beauty. And then finally, we get to the last part, the icing on the cake. After you have the right spirit, after you have a good thought life and attitude, you speak words that are encouraging, truthful, in love, and you are actually living and working with people and behaving in a way that makes you a blessing to others. At the end, we have the visual of beauty, and that is what people see. Your outward appearance should just be a reflection of the inner radiance you possess. So a woman that has all of those components, the spirit, the attitude, the speech, the behavior, and the look, that is what it means to be beautiful, which means full of beauty.
Wow, that is so good. That is so good. Oh, my gosh. Well, if anybody didn't get that, you can get this on replay 24/7.
And also included in my Bible study for young women. Thank you so much. This is my Bible study, More Than Pretty. Now you get the essence of the name of my business, a more than a pretty face. I'm helping women to be beautiful from the inside out, not just the exterior pretty look. So that's in my Bible study for young ladies that they can find on Amazon or in bookstores. And then it's also what I teach through my private coaching and my weekly, not my weekly, but my monthly class.
Well, you know, I appreciate everything that you shared, and I truly wish we could continue this conversation, but I know that you have to go, so I am going to be respectful and honor your time. This has been such an incredible blessing. Thank you so much. Can I get you to give out any contact information and your website for us, please?
Absolutely, absolutely. If there are any ladies out there that are interested in attending my monthly empowerment class online, it's free of charge and open for anyone to attend. You can definitely contact me on my website, which is my name, OCIELIA.com, or you can contact me on social media. I'm on Twitter, at Ocelia, on Instagram, at Ocelia, Facebook, at Ocelia Gibson Brown. So my name is unique. That's the beauty of being named after my grandmother and having a unique name. So just OCIELIA anywhere online, and you can get in touch with me.
That's wonderful. Thank you so very much for spending some time with me today. I love what you've done, what you're doing, and just you keep up the wonderful work. And I know you and your husband have a wonderful project underway, and I just pray God's best blessings and favor upon your future with that. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
I don't know if you'd want to, I didn't want to put you on the spot. I didn't know if you want to go ahead and mention that while we got a minute, but that might be something to
so
people might
that
be interested
wants to connect.
In.
So, yes, anyone that would be interested, if you just reach out to me at any of the outlets that I shared just now, my husband and I, we are getting ready to birth a ministry. So anyone that contacts me on any of those outlets I just mentioned, I can definitely provide more information as we'll be going public soon. So anyone's interested, please let me know.
That's awesome. Congratulations on that.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. You stay awesome and wonderful and blessed. I love talking with you today. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye. And thank all of you for hanging in here with me today. I appreciate you. I really do. And I know if you are a regular listener, you know that I will always bring you something very special and very empowering. And, of course, this was right on the money with this. I tell you what, some wonderful things that were shared, skill sets, even just in this conversation, definite takeaways. And I really do hope that you will get in touch, follow up with that so that you can get more information about the free classes. Again, it's OCIELIA, OCIELIA.com. And I think I heard her say free. So if you can't afford free, just tell me why. So please be sure to follow up on that and take advantage of the wonderful blessings that she can bring to your life. Also, I just want to mention before I let you go, you know, I've got books available too on Amazon, What is Faith and Stay in the Ring, and all you have to do is Google that, put that in the subject line at Amazon along with my name, and those books will pop up for you. And you know I've got stuff going on at SilverRayFox.com, some wonderful articles. Of course, I think they're wonderful because I wrote them, but, you know, that's how I feel. So take a look at those when you have a moment, and also take a look at Let's Talk About Faith. Those are just some daily words of inspiration for you. Also want to mention before I let you go, I'm giving away five of my books, five copies of Stay in the Ring by the end of the month. And all you have to do to be entered in to win one of those books is to go to either my Facebook page or SilverRayFox.com. Buy the Stay in the Ring 18-minute audio for 99 cents. That's all it's going to cost you, 99 cents and an email address. You'll get the download immediately, but it's also going to enter you to win one of those copies of Stay in the Ring. So I hope that you will do that as well. I'm looking forward to giving those books away at the end of the month. So in the meantime, I'm coming on next week with a powerful Master Your Mindset. We're going to be talking about self-destruction and, well, how to overcome that. So I hope you will tune in again next week to hear the points that I would like to share on that. So with all of that being said, I want you to have an amazing day. You be good, you be blessed, and be awesome. I'll look forward to talking to you next time.